We'll get back to the phones momentarily, but midway point of the show, we always do a little something called The Nooner. Andrew delivers it on the program. Does a fine job in doing so, despite the fact I went in there before he did his update, Harry, because, man, I am shot. I got to get this one out.
Yeah, he is shot. But
he's been working his bag off.
Very early, working a little extra shift, so we got to give him a break.
Yeah, but he's going to deliver the Nooner now.
Pile it on.
Yeah. Until he collapses.
I know, you're not going to go easy on me. Yeah.
It's brought to you by Linden Italian Market and their own Linden Club, who took the crown as the winner of the Dietz & Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Face-Off. Visit realphillydeli.com for all the details.
It's like a bullpen blow up.
Yeah.
No, it's a bullpen.
Bullpen.
Yeah, get it right.
Yeah, bullpen.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sure there are about 15 people listening who actually cared about the breakup between John Cena and Nikki Bella. I'm sure those same 15 people are happy they are back together. Mm. Well, like the WWE, I think this relationship is totally fake because Nikki Bella is the star of the reality show Total Bellas. Mm-hmm. And of course, the relationship is a heavy focus on the show, just like the Kardashians and all the crap that goes on there. Well, in their latest episode, Nikki and John Cena had a conversation that freaks me out. Now, we as a show agree that we don't want any sharp objects going down below the belt for a vasectomy. Correct? We've had this conversation
correct.
Before.
I'm not doing
yes,
that.
Yes, I'm not either.
Well, if you went through with it, I hope that would be it. Well, John Cena wants to save his relationship with Nikki Bella, and she wants kids.
Oh, yeah?
So he now has to do the reverse.
No, I'm not doing that.
I'm totally out on that.
No, I'm totally out on that. You got me to go down there once and have something done. I'm not going down and having somebody go down there again and doing it, reversing it.
Yeah, no way.
Forget it.
Nope.
It's over.
If you get it done, it's the box is checked and you can't uncheck it.
Exactly. Yes.
Now, you've said you've known people who have gone through with
it. Oh, yeah.
Do you know anyone that did the reverse?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Oh. Insane.
Yeah. Why? Just because they had a change of heart?
Well, there's the situation changes.
Yeah.
Just sometimes the situation changes. Yeah. You know, you're married, you have kids, you end up getting divorced, then you have a new wife, and she wants to procreate, and you want to make your partner happy, and so you get it reversed, and you got to drop the seed.
Right. Yeah. I don't have these issues.
No. That's a you problem.
Yes, it is.
Well, leading to the simplicity of your existence.
Exactly.
Well, that Cena story is a perfect lead into this one that a lot of people tweeted me about, but this one doesn't involve any type of surgery. Mm. 35-year-old Kimberly Dunn of Florida, of course, is behind bars because she failed to show up to court, but she was already in trouble on possessions of an illegal firearm and attempted murder. Dunn and her husband were going through a divorce, and the husband believed that the window AC unit was his, so he decided to take it. Kim was having none of that. She pulled out her gun and threatened him, but he didn't believe that she would do anything, so she took her shot.
Oh, wow.
Now, she told the police that the shot was just meant to scare him, and she did not mean to hit one of his testicles.
Oh,
but that happened. In case you were wondering, they were not able to save their marriage after that.
My God.
Oh, my goodness.
Shot in the testicles over a window AC unit?
Yes, but she was just trying to scare
right.
him. She didn't mean to hit him there.
Okay, yeah.
She got the gun out.
Yeah, she didn't hit him square in the chest.
She's got the gun out. She's like, she's sitting there. Jeez, come on.
Been away a long time. They didn't go up there and tell you.
Now, it reminds me of a scene in The Sopranos.
Okay.
When Janice pulls the piece on Richie Aprile.
Oh, that's... Man,
what
that's,
are you going to do?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
He said, you know what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, Richie.
Yeah. But she wasn't trying to scare him.
No, she clipped him.
She clipped him right square in the chest.
Yeah. And then it was all, Richie won't see him no more. What'd you do with them, Tony?
Yeah.
How we buried them on a hill under a tree. Really? No.
That's what he said.
We ground them up at the Satrials in the meat grinder.
Oh, man.
All right, sorry.
Last one here. Now, Jason, when you were off last week, I told Harry and Jeff Mosher a story about a woman who lost custody of her kid because the kid was so upset that he did not get ice cream and he did not have the choice on how his haircut would look.
Mm, yeah.
Somehow the kid made a strong enough case where the mother actually lost custody. Now just think about that for a minute. This next story, not so extreme, but the kid needs to be smacked upside the head like my parents used to do to me and I'm sure your parents used to do to you guys.
Yeah.
A 12-year-old boy from Nova Scotia called the cops on his parents over the weekend when they forced him to eat a salad.
Oh.
The police basically hung up the first time, but then he called again So the cops actually had to take their time to drive over to tell the kid to stop being a brat.
Yeah.
Because they don't give a damn about his salad.
Good.
Now, this kid's going to be trouble.
Yeah, no question.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It definitely wasn't the salad that I had the other night.
Yeah, we had a nice chicken salad.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. How was breakfast this morning?
Breakfast was great. It was an egg sandwich today.
Oh, yeah, sandwich.
Like, sort of like an egg McMuffin, you know?
Uh-huh.
A little Canadian bacon on there.
Oh, Canadian bacon?
Oh, yeah.
You stocked that at the house,
well,
huh?
Well, you get all kinds of stuff.
So the Lima will surprise you on occasion.
We got the regular, you know, sausage patties. We got the Canadian bacon. And then we have the other regular bacon.
Yeah, you got the regular bacon.
And even turkey bacon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, give me your breakfast meats ranked. Would you put bacon number one, or would you go sausage?
I'm a really fan of the sausage patty.
Yeah, for a sandwich especially.
Because you can use that with the eggs. You can put that on the little egg sandwich,
mm-hmm.
and it goes well with pancakes.
Yeah, you cut it right into the pancakes.
Yeah, I'm not a Lynx guy.
No?
No.
I like the Lynx too.
Do you?
But my number one.
I like Lynx golf.
Yeah,
I don't like sausage Lynx.
Because you can spray it.
Right.
Now, when it comes to breakfast meats, I know people won't agree with me on this, but again, it goes back to my list of what things I love, because I put this on the list.
You're a Scrapple guy.
I love Scrapple.
See, I won't touch it.
I had it this morning again.
Yeah, I grew up in Berks County, and it was my grandfather's. All ate it, so I had to try it.
Ugh, phenomenal.
And I think I almost died.
No, it's delicious.
It's terrible.
Cooked correctly, Harry, with a crispy edge and a little moist in the middle.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's one of the...
First time I tried it was a random diner in York, PA. My uncle just was like, here, you have to eat this, okay? Yeah. And I tried it. It was delicious.
My dad made it every Sunday.
No.
Every Sunday. Love it. Still to this day. I'll get the Habersat.
Mm-hmm.
You cook that up on the griddle.
Habersat's got great products, but I'm just not a Scrapple guy.
Yeah. I like it a lot.
Yeah, good.
610-632-0975. That's number one. See, bacon number two, sausage number three.
See, I love it. When you do this stuff, you try to get me to come to your side on things.
No. You're a very rigid man. I know I'm not going to influence you in any way, shape, or form. I've had no influence on you.
Zero.
Since I've known you.
Zero.
None.
When is this over?